T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Gwen and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Whoa!
I threw everybody off with that one.
Whoa! Sorry. What just happened?
And Chris Ello.
I think he's kind of a mouth.
Oh, my gosh, what does that mean?
He just says a bunch of stuff that I don't agree with.
All right.
A mouth.
I'm going to move on from this as fast as possible.
Number two. It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Gwen and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Into the 3 o'clock hour we go. 3:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr. Matt, don't look at me like that again. You made me think I was giving the wrong time there.
Oh, no, no, no.
3:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We're at the Peoria Sports Complex. Padres getting ready for tonight's Cactus League action. Cincinnati Reds, San Diego Padres will take place in what we like to call Little Ohio.
Jesse coined
the term Little Ohio, and it has taken hold. And we got our daily gambit coming up in this segment.
Do you think that my term describing Shohei Ohtani as the Bork is going to take off?
It's caused controversy on Twitter.
Can we talk about Bork a little bit?
Let's talk about it a little bit.
Let's talk about
the best of right now. B-O-R-K.
Okay, you're missing a big part of that, which is that. Oh, best of right now.
Yeah.
But still, there's no K in now.
Best of right
now.
Right. Yeah. That's
yeah. Yeah. That's why the controversy online. And then I did say, I think we were a little distracted because Bob Melvin was.
I was so distracted when I said it.
We were trying not to say anything about the Padres.
I was trying to think what the initials were as I was listening to Bob Melvin talk.
And so you came up with Bork.
So it's just Born.
It's Born.
It's
yeah, B-O-R-N.
He's not as cool as Bork.
I don't know. I think Born might be it. Is he the Born of...
No, best of right now.
You can't say it now because it's already said.
Yeah, it's already part of the thing.
Is he the Born?
Is he the Born? Is Shohei Ohtani the Born? Well, we'll see if that takes
I'd
off.
I'd much rather do Bork.
But yeah. You can't just make Bork. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, Bork's no good.
Just because it sounds better doesn't mean you could just force it on everybody.
Bork's no good. Born is what it should be, but I don't know. I think we're kind of begging here.
You were the one who came up with it, so.
I know.
All right, well, without further ado, let's get to some Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. And real quick, guys, we're going to be talking about the new kind of rule changes. They're not new, but they're revised rules for the upcoming season, like the pitch clock. And they also are putting in new standards for Bat Boy and Bat Girls. Mm. It's not taking to the internet so well, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. People are like, hey, why are you going to replace those people? Why aren't you replacing the people that are higher up?
Oh, this is another rich man take right here.
No, not me. No. I'm honestly looking at a tweet right now that's saying, I'm just going to out you, Kathy. It's your tweet.
Uh-oh.
Are they going to change the standards for umps as well when they perform like bleep, replace them?
Well, if we're going to be honest about it, there's about what, 10 of them that all were tired last year?
That's true.
Surprisingly so.
So I don't know that they're not doing that. Yeah. I mean, this might be a full cleanup across the board here, including Bad Boys and Bad Girls. We'll get to that a little later on, though.
We will. San Diego Padres fans, the party starts before the game on the Coaster Train. Join the winning team, buy your Coaster Train tickets to Padres games, and score big at goNCTD.com/Padres. That is an awesome way to get to the game. I did love that back in the day when I needed a nice ride home. So,
how often did you need that?
Almost every game.
Pretty much every game.
Almost every game. All right. So the betting we did yesterday was just the World Baseball Classic Championship, USA and Japan. And Chris and I took Team USA. And they were...
I didn't take Team USA.
I took
Japan.
I took Team USA.
You didn't?
Yes, I did. I took the run and a half.
You messed it up.
Oh, I see. So you won the bet. I did not win the bet because USA was -1.5 on the run line, and they lost by one. So
I didn't win either.
Japan won the bet.
Japan did win the bet.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris. I didn't realize that I messed that up for you. I need you to get all the credit.
Well, I only get one win about every week, so I want to take it when I can get it.
All right. So since we are here, we might not be able to keep up with the March Madness games betting-wise, but we're going to bet on all the games for Thursday today and then all the games for Friday tomorrow. So let's start with Chris's favorite team, the Sauce, Arkansas, and Connecticut. Connecticut, 4-point favorites in this game.
Yeah.
Will Musselman take off his shirt again?
I hope not. Either way, I hope not. Arkansas got a real chance to win this game, but people have really been impressed with UConn so far in this tournament. I know everything I've read says UConn's been the best team in this tournament so far, them or Alabama. So Arkansas's got its work cut out for them, but Arkansas just knocked off a great Kansas team. 4 points is quite a few, actually. I mean, is UConn really going to win this game by five? I'm going to take Arkansas here.
Okay, the sauce.
I'm going to take the Sauce plus the 4 points.
All right, Tony.
It's a tough one.
I'm taking the Sauce. I picked the Sauce in our bracket. It's the only thing really holding me up right now. Listen, what I came away with watching this team earlier in the year against State was that, you know, it's a gritty team. And they have a ton of depth that I was pretty impressed with. And so we saw them pull off the upset. What I saw was a team with a lot of heart. And I think that's going to serve them well against UConn. I think that Arkansas wins this game.
All right, so the Sauce. What was your stat? Every time the Aztecs make the Sweet 16, UConn wins the championship.
It's happened twice. So yes, every time as opposed to being twice, but yes, the Aztecs have made
every
two
time
Sweet 16s.
I hate how you mince my words because it sounds better when you say every time.
Every time. That's right. Every time the Aztecs have made the Sweet 16, UConn's won the championship.
I'm going to take UConn then.
Okay.
I'm going to follow that trend, and hopefully the Aztecs don't have to face UConn. Do they? At some point, maybe in the championship game?
It'll be in the final.
I would take that.
All right, now Gonzaga, I need them to win it all if I have any chance in our Gwynn and Chris bracket. But they're playing UCLA. This is a really tough game for each team. UCLA is a 1.5-point favorite in this game. So basically, they're saying these teams are pretty even. Tony, you're up first.
What was the teams again?
Gonzaga, UCLA, -1.5 UCLA.
Ooh, let me tell you, man. I'm a hater of UCLA, mainly because Dave Marcus fakes like he has some type of ties there. But they're pretty good, man.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. They've to me, outside of Alabama, have been the most impressive team. None of their games have really been all that close. They've handled their biz. So, it pains me pains. You know, I can't do it. I'm going with Gonzaga. I know.
Can't do it.
I know I should pick UCLA.
You're on the precipice of picking them.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. So,
Zags?
I'm taking the Zags.
Taking the Zags.
I'm taking the Zags, too.
Well,
this is their year.
Have to take the Zags because you picked them in your bracket. I'm taking the Zags because UCLA is still missing a key player. Didn't cost them in the first couple of rounds. Going to come into play in this game.
This is also
a rematch of an unbelievable Final Four game a couple of years ago. Played in the bubble.
Oh, yeah.
It was double overtime.
Was.
The Gonzaga won.
I do remember that. Was that the year that they went to the national championship?
Gonzaga.
Wasn't that
the championship.
That was the same year that UCLA got in as a play-in team that year.
Just started as an 11 seed and went all the way to the Final Four. Yep.
All right. Exactly, my Owls, or the Florida Atlantic Owls, are taking on Tennessee. And Tennessee, big favorites in this game. 5.5-point favorites. I'm up first. I'm going with my Owls, baby. Actually, I think I ended in Florida Atlantic in the Sweet 16. Tennessee does look really good. I'm going to take Tennessee.
Yeah, they're not supposed to, though.
You're taking what?
I'm going to take Tennessee.
Change your mind?
Yeah, I'm going to take Tennessee. I'm sorry.
Say
that 10 times fast. I'll take Tennessee.
I'm not going to say it one time fast. I will take Tennessee also.
All right, Tony?
Tennessee was supposed to lose a long time ago, according to my bracket. They're still in it. It's hard not to pick Tennessee.
All right, and then the final game tomorrow will be Michigan State and Kansas State.
This one's 3:30 p.m. Tennessee.
This one's the first game out the gate tomorrow. Michigan State is a 1.5-point favorite over Kansas State. Chris?
My stat yesterday was that Michigan State has won more games as a lower-seeded team than any team in college basketball. They've 19 times they've won as a lower seed. Tom Izzo is the master at getting his teams to peak in March. And so for that reason, I think Michigan State wins the game. They only have to cover 1.5, so I will take Michigan State.
Tony?
I'm taking Kansas State. I love their story. The Johnson kid that almost had basketball taken away when he was at Florida, passed out on the floor and was able to kind of bounce back, even though Florida wouldn't allow him to play due to insurance reasons. He ends up at Kansas State, and they are having a terrific run. I'm pulling for Kansas State in this one.
Me too. And with that, we are going to be joined by another Padres guest right here. Frank, we're just going to stay on the air right now, and I'm going to get everything set up. You guys go ahead.
How we doing?
Ryan Weathers here with us.
Hey, good to have Ryan Weathers, our man.
This is an audible right here.
Yeah.
Went from the Daily Gambit to a live interview.
We can do it. We're prepared and ready for just about anything. Ryan, how you doing? Thanks for coming on the show.
Doing good. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Can you hold the mic up just a little bit higher?
It's not on. Now it's on.
Oh, now he's good. Okay.
We're good.
Yeah, there we go.
You are very good, very good. How are you doing? How's the spring gone for you?
Doing good. So far, so good. Get to throw the rock again tomorrow and, see what happens.
Ryan, let's start with some of the things you got a chance to work on during the offseason. Now, you have the luxury of having a big league dad that did this for quite some time. And so what were his words to you when you got back and you began the process of getting ready for this next season? What were some of the things he wanted you to focus on?
Yeah, big thing last year took on me was, a lot of mental challenges. Being in the big leagues all of 21, then being, optioned last year, having to work on some things. Got a lot of things figured out last year, went into the off season with a plan and knew I need to get better at. Obviously the delivery changed a little bit. I watched a lot of that. I just watched a lot of film and noticed every guy whenever they had a rhythm with them. And just started going over my head, had a good rhythm with it, and it helped all the off speed pitches, helped me hide the ball better. Sliders developed into an out pitch. Changeup's been an out pitch. Feel like now I have three legit swing and miss offerings. Just excited to keep pitching.
Ryan, how was your confidence affected when they sent you down, and how long did it take for you to overcome being maybe a little bit angry with how things turned out to getting yourself focused and recommitted to getting your job and getting back up here?
Yeah, there wasn't really anything that I was mad about. For me and, my situation, my career, that was the best thing that could have happened last year.
Okay.
I got to learn a lot of things without having to, face really good big league lineups. Obviously the hitters in AAA are still really good. Just got an opportunity to work on a lot of things. And, when they traded for Mania last year, I kind of knew what was going to happen from that point on. And, you know, my goal was just to be ready and stay ready at any point. And, you know, the team did really well last year. And, you know, they didn't need me at all last year. But I know that this year that can change at any point in the season. So just be ready to rock and roll. And, yeah, just excited. This is exciting year for everybody. And just want to be a part of it any way I can.
Ryan Weathers joins us here via the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Ryan, one of the talented arms this Padre organization has. Ryan, listen, I know from a personal standpoint, I used to lean on my dad quite a bit. You know, after a game, after a good game, bad game, call, be able to kind of bounce some things off of him. What is that relationship like with you and your father, David? Do you guys talk often during the season? What does that go? How's it expand?
Yeah, we talk, you know, just about every day. You know, him doing it for, you know, 22 years total. You know, there's a lot of mainly just mental lessons, life lessons within baseball that he's helped me with. You know, I'm not a sinker slider guy like he was. So there's, you know, just a little stuff. Just a lot of our talks are mentally just challenges, like, you know, just reading swings, foul balls, where to start stuff, get 0-0, be 0-1. So, you know, he helps me a lot of that aspect. And, you know, I'm extremely blessed with the ability to have him as a sounding block all the time. And, you know, he's been awesome for me.
I kind of didn't ask him a great question last time because I asked him about confidence. I forgot this is the guy that came into the game against the Dodgers and had never played in the major leagues before. And what was your quote when you came into that game? These guys are just like anybody else. I got to get them out. You had a great line when they asked you about
It was probably something like that.
It was something classic. It was something absolute classic. It's not coming to me now. So I'm assuming your confidence hasn't wavered, and that's a great thing. What have you felt like some of the changes you've made, and how have they affected your performance so far this spring, and have you done what you've wanted to do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I would say, like, you know, when I was, you know, 20, 21, 22, you know, I was a bulldog trying to throw, you know, every punch as fast as I could. And now it's kind of like, you know, mentally on the mound, like knowing what I want to attack every time I see a hitter in the box. Finally understanding swings, understanding where my pitches play best. And, you know, it's been last year was a great learning experience. You know, I'm kind of ready to take that next jump in whatever aspect I need to be used in. And, you know, I'm just excited for this year. It's actually nice being excited every time you toe the rubber now, knowing where your stuff's going and what's doing. You know, first half of last year was spending, you know, different outings. I had different pitch grips with every pitch. And, you know, I was throwing pitches, and I'm like, I have no clue where this is going. And so this year, actually honing in and figuring out everything, you know, working with Ruben and everybody, you know, it's been awesome.
Talk about that a little bit. I mean, you're in the process of trying to, you know, figure out who you are on the mound, and you're having to experiment in, like, real game action. While knowing everybody's watching, how difficult was it to kind of, you know, be patient through that process?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, like, you just want to be, as soon as you pick something up, you just want to be as good at it as quick as possible. Last year was not the case. It took me, you know, over, you know, 4 or 5 months to figure out, like, going through growing pains, figuring out what pitch is best, and now having the ability to understand where everything's going, have the repeatability with my delivery.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of been the biggest thing for me so far. You know, the last aspect, just to throw in there, is what I've always been good at, is competing. It's nice going into a competition knowing that you're ready for every time, every hitter steps in the box, and you have a plan and approach just the same as a hitter does as a pitcher now. And, you know, it's just nice going in there with a plan of attack.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, with your father as a big league pitcher, how soon in your life you wanted to be a big league pitcher, or did it come early?
He was definitely out on the field at a pretty early age.
Yeah,
I remember seeing him out there.
Shots of him. Did you always want to pitch, or did the direction you kind of naturally fell into?
Any way I could be in the big league.
Anyway,
okay. You know, I got to see that from day in, day out. That's what everybody was texting me. Is you know, Aaron Harang, who I'm really close with, he was texting me and said that all the videos of King Griffey Jr. hitting BP at the World Baseball Classic, and I had a locker next to his in spring training. Like, it was just cool, like, seeing some of that stuff. And, you know, I was around some of the game's best players. So just from day one seeing all that, I was like, I have to be. And now I'm in a clubhouse with, you know, Manny, Tidy, Nelson Cruz, Bogart, Soto, and then I get Musgrove, Darvish, Snell. Like, it's kind of just like a replay in my head.
I've noticed, having got a chance to be behind the curtain a little bit, that you and Blake Snell, locker mates. I see that you guys talk quite often. What have you been able to get from the savvy vet who's next to you?
You know, obviously Blake won a Cy Young. You know, bouncing more off him, just, you know, I don't have the stuff that he has. He can He does what he can do.
Right.
And it's, you know, obviously it's
nobody
does, right?
It's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
But just mentally, just asking him questions about how he approaches the game, how he approaches everyday working. You know, that's been a big thing for me, is watching, you know, mainly in spring training here, Musgrove and Snell and Martinez, and watching those guys, like, just their constant work on their craft. Just being able to pick and choose, like, what I can take from them. So, yeah, it's been awesome.
He is a left-hander, Tony. I mean, lefties have a little bit of fraternity. I'm actually in that fraternity, although I never was at the big league level. I was a left-hander, so I think I know that we are the only ones in our right minds.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what they say.
Absolutely.
But Ryan Weathers is with us, and we wish you the best. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people, they tend to kind of, you know, go to sleep on some things if a year goes by and you're not at the big club. But I don't think anybody around here has forgotten who you are. And I don't think you've forgotten that you got something to offer this ball club this year. So I hope it goes well for you. Wish you the very best.
Thank you, Ryan.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Ryan Weathers there on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new road. Believe we got to get to a break now? Yes.
Can't imagine we'd need a break at this point.
We are well over. Let's
Not
go to break. We'll have another guest with you when we come back. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
Stick around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, welcome back to Peoria. We appreciate our next guest hanging around for a couple seconds to visit with us. You may have trouble discerning which one is the ball player and which one is the broadcaster here, because the ball player, Jose Ozocar, has some pipes, man. This guy's got a great voice. How are you, Jose? Welcome to the show. Now, here's your big chance.
Good.
Very good.
Appreciate.
Doesn't he sound good? Hey, never mind the voice. This guy can play some ball. Congratulations on, you know, making this big club last year, contributing to the success. And tell us a little bit about what's important to you this spring.
I mean, for me, it's so important to be a part of this team. Try to do all my effort at the field. Try to keep my personality, my enthusiasm I bring to every day to the field. And this is more important because the skills, I already have it, but I think the mental part and be focused every day, that's my goal this year.
Well, you know, last year you surprised a lot of people when you made this ball club. And not only did you make the ball club, you slowly but surely earned Bo Mel's respect and his trust. I mean, it started out as just pinch running and coming in defensively. By the end of the season, you were getting a lot of starts. You were getting a chance to play on a consistent basis. For you coming in to this year, 2023, what's the one thing for you that you wanted to improve in your game versus what you came into the season last year doing?
I mean, I've been working all about season about my power swing. So I'd be able to hit the ball at the gaps and try to drive balls out of the park. And I think it's been a little successful with my work in the spring training, so I've been driving the ball more and just not put the ball in play or just start bunting. So sometimes we need a big hit, and I think I can do it too.
Jose Ozocar is with us and part of this Padre Ball Club, a key part of it. And could you teach us how to drive the ball into the gaps and hit the ball over the fence? What does somebody tell you? I mean, I know a lot of it is God-given talent that you guys are lucky to have, but what do they teach you in terms of trying to hit the ball a little further?
I mean, I think they know if you can do it or not. because it's something like you were no longer with the data the other. So it's more like, for me, I can show in the BP. I can drive ball out like 10 or 9 out of 10. So
yeah,
I try to put that in my game too. And it's more all the odds I've been planning. What is my thing that I need to work on to do that in a game? And then when I get here, I start working with the hitting coaches.
Okay.
And they start giving me some tips about my lower half, using more than my upper body, and then being successful. So.
More consistent with the lower half.
Yeah.
Jose Azokar joins us here via the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. And Jose, you've been one of the guys battling for one of those spots, one of the remaining roster spots on this ball club. I mean, is there any pressure that comes along with that? Or for you, is it just about going out, doing your work, and letting the chips fall wherever they may?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what you're saying. It's just like keep playing the ball in the right way, do my job. They know what I can do. So I chose a little bit last year. I think if I put more like the things that I've been working, I think it's a plus for me, so it will be pretty good. And I don't think I never have pressure on me, because it's like it's the same game, probably when you have more fans in the stands, but it's more like stay focused
where
at the field, every single ball, every single swing, and just play baseball.
I'm jealous. Not only can he play baseball way better than I'll ever be able to play it, but his voice is killing mine. So it's really embarrassing. Jose Azokar is our guest here. Jose, did you grow up dreaming of being a ball player? And tell me a little bit about when you got into baseball. How long have you been playing?
I mean, yes, this was my dream all life. My dad's dream too, my grandpa. And I started playing baseball when I was 5. And my dad brought me to a field in a bike. So every day after my class or in the afternoon around 2-3 o'clock, I start swinging the bat. And at one point, I decided to play basketball. But my dad told me, "You are too short. You're going to be too short. There's no way that you make an NBA." So I think it's smart to play baseball than a basketball. You'll probably be a baseball player, but no NBA.
Well, right, it turns out your dad knew a little bit about what he was talking about.
Yeah, because
right?
traveling. He was traveling with one of my ankles, and Oscar Azokar is close to him too, and then that's why he know a lot about baseball.
Oscar Azokar, those who don't remember, former Padre. I remember Oscar when he was here with the Padres. Let me ask you this, Jose. One of the things that I appreciate watching you go is you pretty much have a smile on your face every single day you walk into this yard. What is the best part, in your opinion, of being a big leaguer?
I mean, everything. Literally everything. Just wake up and have the blessing to be at the big league, and then you go to a field, see, like, superstars, and just sit in the locker room and then say word to them and ask you a question or anything like that. And then they are, sometimes they ask me, I never get mad. I was like, no, because it's already blessed to be here.
Right, right.
I need nothing more. I mean, my family, it's 100% to be healthy all life, but I think it's a blast to be here.
Awesome.
I don't know if you guys could tell, but I mean, he said that whole thing with a huge smile on his face. That's Jose Azokar right there. Hey, Jose, thanks for the time, man, and hopefully never. You don't have to give me any tips on hitting, but give me some tips on this voice, because I got to work on it, man. That's fantastic.
I think it's coming from my dad too. He has the same
that's
mom,
from your dad too.
I think so.
Dad's father knows best.
Yes, he does.
Jose Azokar here at Padre Training Camp. Thanks again, man. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
What a good young man,
Jose,
he is.
In the lineup
player.
Tonight. He's got to get himself ready for this 6'10 Wago at in Little Ohio.
All right. There he goes. Jose Azokar. There we go to a quick timeout. More Gwynn and Chris coming up as we just keep it flying along from Peoria.
Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. I didn't hear our countdown, but Frank did give it to me, and we were talking about ranch ice cream, Tony?
It disgusted us so much that we forgot to
pick
our headset.
We forgot to pick up our headset. Yeah,
it was that disgusting.
I mean, we didn't taste it. I was watching Akbar, Bijamia Mila, eat it on his Instagram, and it just looked how disgusted he was eating it made me disgusted.
A little peek behind the curtain of how hard we worked during our breaks on the program here on Gwynn and Chris. Broadcasting live from Peoria, Padres spring training. It's been a good day already. Jake Cronenworth has been on the program. Ryan Weathers was with us. By the way, Scraby recalled to me what it was that Ryan Weathers said when he came in, said to himself.
I think Scraby purposely didn't tell you in the time because he was afraid.
He was afraid I might actually repeat it.
Bingo.
Yeah,
bingo.
But Ryan Weathers had some serious confidence as he came into that game against the Dodgers as a raw rookie in the 2020 playoffs. But good to have him on the show. And don't forget about him. I mean, he knows how much of an impact he may have on this ball club this year. It's a long, long season, and Ryan Weathers is certainly a capable arm, Tony. You've seen him. I mean, do you think he's, you know, turned a corner a little bit?
It definitely seems like he's worked on his craft during the offseason, and I think he explained it best. He knows where everything is going, and so that in itself allows you to come out and compete differently. When you're searching and competing at the same time, it's a tough place to be, especially at the big league level. But even if you're going out and you're giving up, in his case, hits or runs, when you are confident in what you're doing and it's about execution, then it becomes a little bit easier game to manage at that point.
So you got a fighting chance.
I expect big things from Ryan Weathers this year. I really do.
And I'll tell you one thing. Jose Azokar, what a breath of fresh air he was.
Isn't he?
Having him on the show. We could have him on every day. I'd be happy about that. Not just the great deep voice that he has, but his enthusiasm to be here and
I can tell
his
you
enthusiasm
that
to be part of this ball club and be a major league ball player. That's You hope everybody appreciates the chance that they're getting to play baseball, and I think they all do, but you don't hear it all the time.
No, when you guys said that to him, he genuinely had a smile of, yeah, I get to play in the big leagues every day. And it's hard to
– listen,
I don't know how you do that mindset because you guys know me. Well, I'm not a good mindset guy like that.
It's about appreciation. Listen, I've been around this game as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And it never – I never took it for granted. Even though I have been around it my entire life, once I got my own uniform, like there's some, you just have to take a step back and appreciate the moment, the chance that you actually have to wear that uniform. Because, you know, for some, it's easy to get up here. It's a lot harder to stay.
Yeah.
And so you are doing yourself a disservice if you're not taking a chance to realize, to take a look around and see where you are at and have appreciation. We heard it from Jake. Even he, who is as much of a worker as you'll possibly come across, it goes by quick. He's been in the big leagues now 4 seasons, and it's gone by extremely fast. If you don't, you ain't gotta stay on smelling the roses. But for a second, you should smell the roses, look around, and really appreciate where you're at.
Yeah, well, one guy I think who really appreciates where he's at but still wants to get a little further is Tim Lopes. And Tim Lopes joined us a little bit earlier on the program today. He is he's opened a lot of eyes here in this spring training. I mean, I don't think anybody knew who Tim Lopes was before spring training started. They know who he is now, and we got a chance to visit with him earlier. And, Tony, I think this is a guy that we're going to hear from before the end of this season.
Wouldn't be surprised at all. He told me a quick story before we get to that interview. I'd been talking to him. I let him get going in his spring training before I introduced myself. He had been going pretty well. And I was just telling him, hey, man, I appreciate the way you go about hitting. I like watching you hit. And he said the three previous conversations we had, he's been racking his brain like, man, who does he remind me of?
Who do you remind him
who
of?
Who do I remind? And it turns out, my Uncle Chris. He drafted Tim Lopes as the farm head of the Mariners at the time. And so he was like, it dawned on me that your uncle was the one that you kept reminding me of. And I was like, yeah, I have that Gwynn twang that me and my dad and him seem to have.
See, we have to remember that there's a whole other generation that's come along that you don't remind them of your dad.
Right.
You remind them of your uncle instead and Chris Gwynn. But Tim Lopes, terrific young guy who we're going to be hearing more from as the season goes. After we check traffic, let's hear from him now.
Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. And joining us right now, very special guest, Tim Lopes joins us, Padres infielder, now maybe training to do a little bit of outfield. Saw you out there the other day. First and foremost, Tim, you're having a terrific camp. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming out.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys having me here.
So let's talk about camp, man. You came in knowing what you needed to do in order to kind of put your name on the radar, and it certainly seems like you've done that. You've swung the bat tremendously. You've played a fantastic infield, so much so it seems that they have started to take a look at you on the corner outfield. Saw you in left the other day. Just talk about your spring and how it's gone for you thus far.
Oh, well, I think it's gone pretty well. I'm just trying to show up every day and trying to keep it as simple as possible and trying to play to my strengths and obviously trying to showcase myself a little bit as well. Not a lot of people here have seen me play, and, you know, I'm just trying to give them something to look at and trying to help the team win every single day.
Tim, why don't you, just for the listeners that don't know, I mean, catch us up a little bit on where you played before and how you got here to the San Diego, the spot you're in right now. What preceded this?
Well, I'm a Southern California boy. I grew up in, the Orange County area, originally from, the Santa Clarita area, but moved over to Orange County when I was in high school. I got drafted at Edison High School by the Mariners. I was there for 5 years. I traded to the Toronto Blue Jays, then back to the Mariners, Milwaukee, Colorado, and now I'm in San Diego. So I found my way back to Southern California, which is really nice and which is something I'm really excited about, and hopefully I can be there at some point.
What has it been like? You've obviously been with a few organizations. What has it been like being a part of this organization, being in this locker room with so many stars? Have you been able to grab a few things in terms of what you've learned? And just talk about your experience.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I mean, obviously you look at this roster and you see the amount of talent that's on this team, and it's always fun to watch these guys go about their business. And honestly, just by example, you learn. Whether it's a conversation or whether it's just watching someone go about their business, you're always able to learn from a lot of these stars. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity to just see them go about their business and learning as much as I can.
Tim, how tough is it for you to continue the battle and to continue the fight to get to where you really, really want to be, which is the big leagues on a consistent basis? I shouldn't say tough, but what's the challenge for you to keep on trying to improve one aspect of your game here, another aspect of your game here? You probably feel like, hey, I deserve a spot. You've showed that this spring.
Oh, I mean, I appreciate that. I appreciate the compliments. But yeah, again, I'm just trying to go about my business every single day. A lot of that stuff is out of my control. And that's just, something that I can't look too ahead in the future of. So I'm just trying to live and play pitch by pitch and at bat by at bat. As simple as that sounds, but that is really what I'm trying to do.
Tim Lopes joins us, infielder for the Padres, currently fighting for one of these roster spots. And, Tim, you and I had what I consider a fun conversation. I love the talk hitting. We talked about your evolution as a hitter. When I watch you now, it's a pretty simple approach. You get in position, you take the swing, you try to hit the ball where it's pitched. But you talked about really having to find yourself in that. You went from kind of just trying to place balls to trying to hit balls out the yard to, you know, finding a medium in those two. Talk about that process, because I think with all the technology now, it makes it a little bit easier to make those type adjustments.
Yeah, I mean, I think in early parts of my career, I had a little bit of an identity crisis as far as who I was as a hitter. And as I've gotten a little older, as I've gotten a little stronger, as I've figured out my body a little bit, I've grown to just know who I am and know what I can bring to the table. And I just try to exploit my strengths as much as possible and try to hone in on those things as opposed to the things I'm not good at.
Right.
I'm trying to focus on the things I am good at and just trying to fine tune those as much as possible.
Have you ever gotten any advice from, like, probably every coach you've ever had? Give me a couple of the things that stand out in your mind as you make your way through Double-A, Triple-A, and again, hopefully the big league soon.
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed to have a lot of great people on me, and I've taken bits and pieces from a lot of great hitters and a lot of great mentors, and found something that's worked for me. I wouldn't say there's one particular thing. It's really just a multitude of things that I've taken along the way throughout my career, and just try to blend it and make it my own.
What's your natural infield position? Because I watch you, seeing you at second, I've seen you at third, seen you at short. They look pretty much the same at all three. Which one is the one that you're most comfortable at?
You know, I'm honestly most comfortable wherever I'm playing the most at.
Yeah.
At this point in my career, I've played so many different positions on a daily basis that wherever I'm playing the most at, I get the most comfortable at. And where I'm getting the most reps at, that's where I'm most comfortable at. So wherever I'm at, just give me a glove and I'll try to figure it out.
Tim Lopes is our guest from Padre Training Camp. And where would you rate your performance this spring in terms of what you've been able to do to open some eyes? You've certainly done it. You're not listening to our talk show, but we're getting a lot of people calling in going, hey, Tim Lopes should make this team. We got to get Tim Lopes on this team. He's had a great spring. How good do you feel about what you've been able to accomplish this spring?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about it. And the thing that I've honed in on the most is I'm just trying to make hard contact and trying to produce runs as many times as I can. So that's what the game's predicated on. The game's predicated on runs. So however I can create easy runs, that's what I'm trying to do up there. And, again, just trying to keep it simple and just trying to help the team win. And I feel like when you have that approach, all that other stuff, all those personal successes take care of themselves.
I hope our younger fan base is listening to those words right there, because you can do a lot for a ball club when you are putting winning thoughts in the air. And that's certainly what Tim has done this spring. Tim, we'll let you get out of here, man. Thanks for coming on. Continued success, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Tim. There he is, Tim Lopes, one of the newcomers that you're hearing about this spring training, and hopefully we'll hear about some more once this season gets underway. I don't know that there's going to be room for him on the opening day roster, but we've talked about this a half dozen times, if not more, already. The opening day roster doesn't mean that's the roster for the entire season. There's 40 men on a roster for a reason. 26 of them are in the big leagues at a time. But those other guys, they're right there, and they're, you know, available. Guy goes down for a couple of days. Guy goes down for a week. 10-day injury list. Guy like Tim Lopes can be a guy that can contribute before this is all said and done this year.
I think the way, like, I never really knew how a spring training was set up until we started coming out here. But over the years, I've realized how important spring training is for those guys, because it really helps you to, it helps the team figure out where you're at. It helps you figure out where you're at. And you're auditioning, as you said, for later in the year. And so they know that if they bring him up, they know exactly what he can do, and they know that he can handle the situation.
We also know that 4 years ago, we were sitting out here, you and me and Tony and Jake Cronenworth, and we were talking with him about, you know, playing shortstop and being a pitcher.
Yeah.
And we looked at Jake Cronenworth as kind of just a fun guest on the show.
He was the new guy that got traded in.
Got traded over here from Tampa Bay, came over here with a bunch of other guys, and, you know, we didn't know a lot about him other than – and I remember the PR staff here, Darren and those guys and Craig and Danny were kind of selling us on, you should interview this Jake Cronenworth guy. He plays shortstop. He pitches. He's a really interesting interview. And we were kind of like, all right, we'll interview him. Well, you know, sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, look who Jake Cronenworth is now, or where he is now. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's how it goes. I mean, you know, you could start off as kind of a total unknown, and then you move along, and a couple of years go by, and you're a key contributor to a ball club.
I mean, the only reason – well, it's not the only reason, but you always look back in history. If Eric Hosmer didn't have that stomach virus that he had, where would Jake Cronenworth be now? It's just like things like that. I know you can't predict, but –
right, but that's right. It's funny because Cronenworth's going to be playing first base this year for a large part of the season. I know that he's taken a lot of games at second base during spring training, but that's because Ha-Seong Kim hasn't been here, the World Baseball Classic, et cetera. But I think Cronenworth's going to play first base most of the time here, and that's kind of where he got his start, filling in for Eric Hosmer at first base. And as far as Tim Lopes is concerned, you don't know where or how that opening is going to develop for him. But the good news for him is he has put himself in position to be the guy that gets called upon if and when that opening pops up.
Yep.
And that's all he could ask to do this spring training, and Tim Lopes has done that and then some.
You know what one of my favorite things, too, about spring training and being here is that when they have night games, the players are able to drive their own cars to the game. They don't have to, like, get on a bus or anything like that. But I find it so fun that they get in their cars and drive to their game in uniform with their bags like they're in Little League. It's really funny.
Not like me in Little League. When I was in Little League, I refused to wear my uniform until I actually got to the field.
Really?
Yeah. I would wear my my baseball pants and my socks, but I would never, and my undershirt, whatever my undershirt was, but I'd never wear my jersey.
Wow.
With my name on it.
That's
serious. On my way to the ballpark.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't like to do that for some reason. These guys, though, they put the unis on.
They do.
To play.
Yeah.
They get pulled over on the way down to Little Ohio.
I'm late to a game.
They can get out of the car and start swinging a bat. They're ready to go. All right, we're ready to go into the 4 o'clock hour. That means a little Chris versus the fans. When you return, 833-288-0973. Take your best swing against me for a chance to go to Las Vegas when Gwen and Chris comes back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.